Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. This morning my guest is Bailey Walton, the marketing director for Anderson Tough Decks. Bailey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. We talked about 6 months ago at Shaw's Aligned Dealer Network meeting, and you have a little bit of a different background than many of the directors of marketing in the flooring industry. You have an interior design background. You actually went to architectural school. You've, you know, ran a design practice, but you've also worked in retail, right?
I have. You got all that right. Architecture school at the University of Cincinnati, practiced commercial, multifamily residential interiors in Washington, D.C. for a while. I had my own design practice. I worked in a high-end stone and tile showroom and fabricator. I worked for a custom home builder, so I bring a lot of multifaceted and diverse experiences to the table.
Most people know Anderson Tough Decks being Shaw's premier upper-end luxury brand, focused mostly in better-end carpet and in hardwood. So that's an area that's, you know, been kind of flat overall. Tell us how's business with you guys.
We definitely are starting to see the fruits of our differentiated brand strategy and starting to target that luxury consumer, the residential interior designer. That's allowed the brand to have a lot more stability amid the turbulent last year that we've seen. The brand has been able to grow, and we have a lot of positive momentum and positive indicators moving forward.
Yeah, I've been disappointed. You know, we did our May issue and saw where the velocity of sales in the hardwood business is way off. That's not the case with you guys. What are you doing, do you think, to outpace the norm?
It's a couple of things. One is our emphasis on really beautiful, differentiated products. We are keeping up with trends, but we're also offering products as counter trends. We're introducing wood species that stand out amidst the sea of white oak that's out there. So we introduce a European ash product that is just absolutely beautiful, has a wide color range, and it's available in both a plank and herringbone. So having that differentiated species and also a product that allows customization in installation technique and layout within a space, I think really resonates with that luxury consumer, and particularly the interior designer. They're given a kit of parts that they can use to make a room and a floor plan really adapted to the specific situation within a home.
All right, you mentioned interior designers. I think that's part of your sauce. So how are you engaging with them?
At every step along the way, we want to make sure that we're being better partners to designers and making their process of discovering new products, specifying a product, and then ultimately overseeing the purchase and installation of that. We want to make that as easy as possible and be partners who are assisting them along the way. So we are taking into account all of those touch points and meeting designers where they are. So whether that's our online and website strategy and enhancements we've made to the website to simplify the path from designers' inspiration to specification, whether that's connecting designers to our retail partners and making the process of selecting a product in a showroom more inspiring and simpler, meeting designers face-to-face through events, providing them with tools, services, and general storytelling that reflects our brand's values of sustainability, craftsmanship, and ultimately compelling design.
So, you know, as we look at the business and we think about the commercial side of the business, we know on that side that you have to engage with A&D, and you have to do these lunch and learns, and you have to teach them what differentiates you. And I'm not sure there's been in the past a lot of focus on the residential interior designer. So this is a refreshing perspective, isn't it?
It is. Residential designers, many of them hold professional accreditations and they're members of groups like ASID or IIDA, and they require continuing education credits throughout the year in order to maintain their certification. So we are developing CEU units that align with the needs and education expectations of residential designers to meet them where they are, provide them with service, and for us as a brand to be able to be subject matter experts within residential design, whether that's product specification when it comes to the technical aspect, trend reports, sustainability. There's a multitude of ways that we can be better partners in providing education to designers.
So Shaw has an army of people out there engaging with independent retailers, and you're engaging now with interior designers. Are you using that same army, or is it another set of skills?
Yes, we're certainly leveraging the network that we have out there, trying to train our sales force to better understand how to reach, service, and speak to the residential designer. But we also want to provide tools and training to our customers as well to be able to step up their game and be able to provide that elevated level of service to designers. Many of our customers already do an excellent job at this, and we have a lot that we can learn as a brand from them as well.
So you basically are giving the tools to your independent retailers, and they're going out and engaging with the decorators.
Yeah, to some extent, but we have resources and some expertise within our brand team as well that we can also help reach designers in a broader sense, a more national sense, that we can then feed those designers and those leads back to our retailers.
Before we run out of time, I want to talk about, I'm noticing you have a new logo, and I'm also noticing on the Anderson Tuftex website, you've somewhat distanced yourself from the Shaw brand, right?
Yep, we have. We went through a rebrand process. We hired an external agency to advise us through that process. And we looked to fashion, to automobile design. We looked at categories that extend well beyond flooring and sought inspiration for ways other leaders in design are presenting themselves visually, verbally. We benchmarked against that and really wanted to set ourselves apart visually and with our brand identity from other brands within Shaw, but also we wanted to be stand in stark contrast to other brands within the flooring world so that we had a really unique identity and present ourselves in a way that was really compelling to designers and would really draw them into our brand story.
You know, I went to the website and the first page that opened up was talking about sustainability. And many of the people on the residential side of the flooring business thinks the consumer doesn't care about that. But I guess at certain levels, maybe on the luxe end, that's a different story, right?
It definitely is. As part of that rebrand effort, we also did extensive consumer research. There's a really large market out there for designers, but also consumers that prioritize sustainability in their floor shopping journey. And we also know that designers, many of whom went to college for design, they have extensive professional training. They include selecting sustainable products as part of their professional code of ethics. So we need to really walk our talk and innovate in ways that we can provide sustainable products that align with what designers consider to be table stakes when it comes to their product specifications.
And what type of product is more sustainable than real hardwood floors and wool carpet, right?
Absolutely, yes. Hardwood floors, we know they're durable. We know it's a renewable resource being natural hardwood that's harvested from trees and forests. We have an initiative where we replant trees for every hardwood purchase. So we're contributing to reforestation from those natural resources that we harvest in order to create beautiful, long-lasting, durable floors. As you mentioned, we launched wool carpet, so that's a rapidly renewable resource as well. But we're sure to embed sustainability into our synthetic carpet products as well. All of our carpet products are cradle-to-cradle certified, so that's a certification most designers are very familiar with, and it's well-trusted and respected that they can trust these products to be safe for their clients and their homes. And then all of our AMSO PET products are made with 100% post-consumer recycled content. So every square yard of our PET carpet upcycles approximately 70 water bottles from the waste stream. So we're intentional about having a really deep and multifaceted sustainability story for every single product that we launch.
Okay, Bailey, well, it sounds like you're making a difference out there with the Anderson Tuftex brand. Again, I've been talking to Bailey Walton, the marketing director, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.
Okay. Yep, sounds good.
Okay, all right. Thanks for doing it. We're going to run it today. Okay.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Okay. Thanks, Kemp.
Okay, bye.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.